There is no person who harms another person or animal except that Allah Azza wa Jal will judge between the two and rectify the injustice. Let's say you're on your own property and there's a big hole in the ground. This is a living quarters of some animal, maybe a snake, you don't want it there, maybe a gopher, something else. There's a ruling. Before you fill that hole, you have to spray water and get it out. Whatever that animal is, let it leave and go get another home. And you have to ensure that there are no young in that home. So let's say there's a gopher. Digs a little hole for himself. On your backyard. Your property. What if there's a baby gopher in there? Right? You cannot fill that hole without making sure it's empty first. SubhanAllah. They say how you treat animals is what you actually feel about Allah Himself, because that's Allah's creation. And do you think that anything is too small for Allah's creation? Then look at yourself in comparison to the sun. If you think an ant is no big deal, then by comparison to whom? To look how big we are and look how small the ant is, right? Well, look how big the sun is and look how small you are. So what's your point of reference? Right? There's no point of reference in terms of size with Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Himself has no body, there's no point of reference. Okay? So everything of creation, so this is adl, divine justice. No one will do a good deed, Muslim or kafir, except that Allah Azza wa Jal will recompense him or reward him. And there is no injustice between two creation, except that Allah Azza wa Jal will bring justice to them on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, even if He brings back to life a dog or a mule or a donkey.